It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A 50-inch-long lake sturgeon was recently spotted in Ozaukee County, about 20 miles upstream of Lake Michigan. A sighting like this hasn't occurred in over a century.
Lake sturgeon nearly disappeared from the Milwaukee River, but generations ago, this was a thriving ecosystem for these fish, known as the dinosaurs of the sea. They were nearly wiped out due to environmental pollution in their habitat and over-harvesting.
Now, after a 20-year restoration program, the sturgeon are starting to come back. That's because of a partnership between the State Department of Natural Resources, River Edge Nature Center in Saukville, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And we have two biologists who are part of the restoration effort. Aaron Schiller is a fisheries biologist with the DNR, including Ozaukee County. And Andrew Strzok is director of the Planning and Parks Department for Ozaukee County. The department leads the Ozaukee County Fish Passage Project. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us, Kate.
Andrew, starting with you, for people who live outside of the Milwaukee area, can you paint us a picture a bit about where this fish was found in comparison to Lake Michigan?
Yeah, so we at the Thiensville Fishway, we are at roughly River Mile 20. So just like you would River Mile 20 on the Milwaukee River up from Lake Michigan. So Lake Michigan being River Mile Zero. So that fish journeyed 20 miles to get up to Thiensville and hopefully historic spawning grounds. And so in doing so, it passed through most of Milwaukee County and the southern part of Ozaukee County, a pretty significant journey and passed a lot of former impediments to passage.
Mm. Aaron, can you take us on the journey of this fish after it was, you know, dropped into the Milwaukee River as a fingerling at Sturgeon Fest in Thiensville in 2011? What has its life been like so far?
Yeah, that fish was stocked in 2011 at Thiensville. And it was just a little fingerling at that point. Most of those fish spend about a month in the river and then head out to the lake and spend the next five or so years around the harbor and kind of that estuary area in the nearshore area. After they're 5 or 6 years old, we don't see them or encounter them again until they're mature and ready to spawn. And that's sometimes 10 years later and sometimes 20 years later. These fish that we have in Milwaukee seem to be growing really fast, so they're maturing quickly for a sturgeon, that is. But even a quick growing sturgeon doesn't mature and isn't ready for spawning until they're around 12 to 15 years old for a male, and then 15 to 20 years old for a female. So that fish spent a lot of time out in Lake Michigan, roaming around, details unknown of where it went. Just recently it popped back up in the Milwaukee River, and then our pit tag scanners picked that up for us.
Exactly. I wanted to hear about these tags. How are they followed? You know, what can you tell about them?
Yeah, the pit tags are very similar. They're actually identical to the microchips that the vet puts in your cat and dog. So it's not actually tracking the fish per se. There's no active signal from that tag. But when that tag is energized by a reader, then we get the unique 15-digit number from that tag. So for us to detect that fish in the river, we have installed pit tag scanners in the bottom of the river in a couple different locations. Well, three different locations now. One down in Milwaukee County and another one in the Clutch Park Fish Passage that was installed a few years ago. And then there's one that we recently updated in the Mequon Thiensville Fish Passage on either side of the camera, which is the video that you see that fish passing through. So once they get within a couple feet of that antenna, that tag is energized, we get the number, and then we have the location from where those pit tag readers are.
That must be a really exciting moment to get that detection.
Yeah, it is. The first thing I do in the morning when I get to the office is pull up my computer. In the spring, I pull up my computer and check what tags we have detected in the last 24 hours and see how far sturgeon have made it. And seeing this one make it into Mequantinsville Fish Passage and then seeing the video from them that it successfully passed was a milestone, because we have not, you know, we've been monitoring that for years and we have not seen any sturgeon make it up that far.
Wow. Andrew, this 50-inch long male sturgeon, it was, as we mentioned earlier, stocked in the Milwaukee River in 2011 as part of the Return the Sturgeon project. Can you tell us about this project and how many sturgeon it's released?
Yeah. About 22,000 sturgeon now have been stocked probably since early 2006 or so. And it's a really unique rearing project, partnership of River Edge Nature Center, the DNR, Fish and Wildlife, Ozaukee County, et cetera. But what it's doing is actually rearing these fingerling sturgeon that we talked about in basically a riverside rearing facility. It's basically a trailer that sits by the Milwaukee River. And what's unique about it is they actually draw Milwaukee River water into the rearing facility, into the large containers that they have for rearing the sturgeon. And what that does is it imprints the sturgeon with the chemical mineral composition of the Milwaukee River. And so like other fish, sturgeon will return to their native birth area. And so they get imprinted on that chemical mineral signature of the Milwaukee River and want to return back to where they were born, basically for spawning and starting the next cycle. And so that rearing that's done is the use of the Milwaukee River is really important to getting them back to the Milwaukee River for that spawning, as opposed to any number of other tributaries on Lake Michigan. And it really brings the sturgeon in reach, along with all the work that has been done on remediating or removing fish passage impediments, the dams, the fish passages, et cetera.
Aaron, can you speak more to this like river pen concept and the fish developing these olfactory imprinting senses?
Yeah, a little bit. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly what they're imprinting on. There was a recent study out of Michigan that looked at when they imprint, and they that data had suggested that they imprint fairly early on in their life cycle. So within the first month or two, we hatch them in Milwaukee River water, and we keep them in there until the end of September. So they have a good 4 or 5 months. 4 months in the river before we release them. And then they'll, if they stick around, they continue to imprint. So we know that it's early on in life. We know that it's likely olfactory. But other than that, we don't know a whole lot about the imprinting process. We do know that they return at a high rate to their natal river from other locations that we have sturgeon in.
We're talking about restoring native lake sturgeon to the Milwaukee River. Aaron Schiller is a fisheries biologist with the state DNR, and Andrew Strzok leads the Planning and Parks Department for Ozaukee County, which has the Ozaukee County Fish Passage Project. Andrew, you know, part of the restoration effort of sturgeon in the Milwaukee River is, you know, fish passages around dams. What problems are these fish passages addressing?
Yeah, there's a number of situations where our native fish, sturgeon being one of them, can't get beyond. That can be high velocities. I think the one that most people are familiar with and that is apparent is large dams. For instance, large dams on the Milwaukee River. So going all the way back to 1997 with the removal of the North Avenue Dam, and then on up the river, each one of those is an impediment. Our native fish don't jump like out west, some of the other sport fish that we see. And so they really are very impacted and sensitive to impediments. Dams for sure, and even high velocities. So high velocities in the river that can be pinch points or riffle areas of the river need to be looked at for passage of these native fish, and sturgeon being one of them.
How sensitive is their spawning season, and what happens when sturgeons lay eggs in less suitable habitats, say, you know, like below a dam?
Yeah, and I think we're still learning about, you know, whether there's going to be and whether we have sufficient spawning habitat in the Milwaukee River. We clearly know that they were here historically. And so another part of this is doing research and doing studies to identify suitable habitat on the Milwaukee River. So we've been working with the DNR on doing just that. And they have very special characteristics for spawning habitat. They need deep areas in the Milwaukee River. They also need good spawning grounds, which for lake sturgeon is fractured bedrock, cobble, that they can spawn on. And then they need just the right kind of velocity in the Milwaukee River to prevent the eggs from getting sedimented over or covered. And so part of the work that we've also been doing simultaneously with the stocking and fish passage removal has been identifying substrate in the Milwaukee River. And we believe that with some other work, the dam removal at the lime kiln park in the village of Grafton, we believe we've opened up some really suitable habitat within the Milwaukee River.
But Aaron, if sturgeon are abundant in other areas of Wisconsin, what value does the fish bring to the Milwaukee River ecosystem?
Lake sturgeon are really good indicator species. So because they're poor swimmers around these fish passage impediments, and they're real picky for spawning and water quality for successful reproduction. If we're improving the watershed and passage for lake sturgeon, we're also improving it for white suckers, smallmouth bass, northern pike, and a lot of like the non-game species that don't get a lot of attention. So it helps, you know, improvements to the river for lake sturgeon help everything else as well. The lake sturgeon on their own are, you know, obviously a large charismatic species, and they have they have cultural importance, but they're also a really, really good species to teach people about and to raise awareness for these things that we've been working on the river. And, you know, it's great, like the Return the Sturgeon, the Sturgeon Fest is a great outreach opportunity. So we take these opportunities to connect with youth and the rest of the community and get them involved in natural resources. Talk about the things that we've been working on, issues that we've been trying to address, and try to get them invested through this really cool dinosaur-like fish species that at this point is the largest fish that we have in the Milwaukee River.
Aaron, this seems like positive momentum for lake sturgeon in Wisconsin. What can people do in their own lives to protect sturgeon and their spawning habitat?
In Milwaukee specifically, or in the Milwaukee River specifically, keeping an eye out for them and raising awareness that we do have sturgeon returning to the river is probably the first and most obvious step. We expect these fish to increase in abundance in the next 5 to 10 years, and hopefully there's a lot of viewing opportunity. But with that comes a little bit of risk for those fish. They are really large, and if somebody catches a lake sturgeon, whether intentionally or not, they're probably going to be pretty excited because it's likely to be the largest fish that they've ever caught. And if they don't know what it is, or that we're not supposed to be keeping them, you know, there's a risk that they could keep that fish if they're not aware. So right now, raising awareness in the Milwaukee River around the sturgeon is step number one. Becoming familiar with lake sturgeon around the rest of the state is a good option as well. There, you know, on a year when we don't have historic flooding, we have a lot of viewing opportunities, and we have a webpage on our DNR site highlighting when those fish are spawning. So like you could go and see them at this river at this location. And while you might not be able to see them on the Milwaukee River because their abundance isn't high enough, within a couple couple hour drive, there's a couple options where you could go and see sturgeon spawning and doing their thing. And hopefully that we can provide that a little bit closer to home.
Amazing. Aaron and Andrew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
Yep. Thank you very much, Kate. Pleasure to be here.
Aaron Schiller is a fisheries biologist with the Wisconsin DNR, including Ozaukee County. And Andrew Strzok is director of the Planning and Parks Department for Ozaukee County. The department leads the Ozaukee County Fish Passage Project. We've been talking about efforts to revive lake sturgeon in the Milwaukee River by restoring their habitat. A lake sturgeon released into the Milwaukee River back in 2011 recently returned, marking a big milestone for this restoration project.